ஓம் ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ ருத்ரஶ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. We have been covering the qualities, divine qualities required by the seeker, and in our pursuit for outer expansion, unless we get rooted deep within, small tide in our life will knock us down, small turmoil in our life will knock us down. If you focus only on your outer expansion without getting connected within, you have to get connected within, get rooted within. The values, the positive values, which we entertain in our life helps in cementing our roots. We have to have a life, lead a life based on the values. Any companies also, any organization also, if it is running the organization purely on the profit maximization, that company won't last for long. The company, organization, which runs based on the values, it lasts for long. So is us. A company is nothing but a bunch of individuals. Individuals, those who do not have in values in their life, only driven, only for the outer expansion, profitization or building, making more money, if they are running on that one, small tide in the life will knock them down. In the yoga says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about you have to inculcate the positive values. That gives the stamina to your personality. You can withstand the turmoils in your life. You have to lead a life based on the values. Repeat after me. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Jnana yoga vyavasthitihi.
Jnana yoga vyavasthitihi.
Danam damascha yajnascha.
Danam damascha yajnascha.
Swadhyaya tapa arjavam.
Swadhyaya tapa arjavam.
Quickly to rehash, abhayam is a fearlessness. Without fear. The fear, we get the fear of losing. Because of the losing, that is the only thing, because of that we get the fear. Fear of losing the job. Fear of losing the dear ones and near ones. Fear of losing my death. Death, it's losing my life. Or fear of losing the job. The fear of losing. And because of the losing, I am losing, fear comes. It's a be fearless. It says quality of that one. In the yoga is the loss or the gain. Yogi should remain steady. And abhayam sattva samshuddhi, calm your mind. And jnana yoga, strive for the higher knowledge. Dhanam damascha yajnascha, be magnanimous. Give, not to be short-handed. Give to the appropriate people at appropriate time. Dhanam damascha yajnascha. Your life should be pleasing. Your life, whatever you are leading, should be divine, pleasing for the divine people, should be pleasing to the noble people. Yajnascha swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Reflect on the inner journey. Contemplate. You contemplate and never give up the austerity of study and pass on. Swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam. Learning and passing on. You should not give up. It's a mandatory. It's mentioned in Taittiriya Upanishad. Swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Straightforwardness in our dealing. Tapa means tapa. Tapa means endure the difficulty, austerity. To do the austerity, the place I mentioned in the first class, the kshetra, the place, plays an important role. We need to do the practice in a right place. Place makes a difference. The kshetra, this body also is called as a kshetra. This body is kshetra. And the place where we do the practice also plays a very important role. And we went to Badrinath last month. This time I was there in Badrinath. I could see the, feel the immense energy, so much intense energy. I was wondering that how come this place was is having so much of energy. And this place, I was thinking this, now we have a road up to Badrinath. In the centuries back, people used to walk from South India up to there. There is no road also. They used to go. And this place, it's a Shankaracharya visited, Ramanujacharya visited, Madhvacharya visited, Vallabhacharya visited. Great Mahatmas across India, they visited. What drove them to come here? I was contemplating. And then at that time, I had a vision of Kubera. Kubera is that kshetra. Kshetra is called as Kubera Kshetra. That whole place is called Kubera Kshetra. I had a vision of him and showing me the mountain of Saligrama. This place is nothing but a Saligrama. It is not visible for the ordinary eyes. You need to have a special eyes. He showed me the mountains of Saligrama and he disappeared. And this energy, that energy, immense energy, we can feel that I hardly could able to sleep. So much of dhyana I could able to do that place. And place plays a very important role for tapas. Tapas, and while doing the tapas, it's in the three dimensions, the physical level, talking level, and mental level. In the physical level, it is a tapas. Repeat after me. Devad Vijaguru Prajnam.
Devad Vijaguru Prajnam.
Pujanam Shauchamarjavam.
Pujanam Shauchamarjavam.
Brahmacharya Ahimsamcha.
Brahmacharya Ahimsamcha.
Shariram Tapa Uchyate.
Shariram Tapa Uchyate.
It's a austerity in the physical level. It is talking down. It's a talking tapas. Tapas means bowing down. Bow your head down. How? It's a physically bow down to the divine beings. Bow down to the learned people. Bow down to your teacher. Devad Vijaguru Prajnam. Pujanam Shaucham Arjavam. The purity of that place plays a very important role. Purity like Badrinath. So pure. That place plays a very important role, and physically, physical purity, talking purity, and mental purity. Devad Vijaguru Prajnam Pujanam Shaucham Arjavam. Arjavam, straightforwardness in our dealing. Brahmacharya Ahimsamcha. In the seeker should not be a dull person, very ambitious person. In the life, that person should aspire for great things in the life. Not a trivial things, petty things. The seeker, the practitioners should lead a very ambitious life. Reach the great heights in the life. Brahmacharya Ahimsamcha. In our dealing, should not be a burden for others. Ahimsa. I should not be a burden. My life, I should not be leaning on others. Try to be independent. Brahmacharya Ahimsamcha. Shariram Tapa Uchyate. It's a physical, this is the tapas in the physical level. In the talking level, repeat after me. Anudvegakaram Vakyam.
Anudvegakaram Vakyam.
Satyam Priyam Hitam Chayate.
Satyam Priyam Hitam Chayate.
Swadhyaya Abhyasanam Chaiva.
Swadhyaya Abhyasanam Chaiva.
Vangmayam Tapa Uchyate.
Vangmayam Tapa Uchyate.
It's anudvegakaram. When you are talking, the different dimension opens up. You are talking, some people when they talk, that that very shrill sound, you don't feel like listening to them. That because the sound is not originating, it's originating from the navel. Sound should origin from your navel. Then it carries the weight. People would like to hear that one. Some people, when they speak, there is no, it's a pitch in that voice. That's you don't feel like hearing. It doesn't carry the weight. Anudvega karam, when you speak, it should not speak with excitement. Calm down, calm down. And people, when they speak at work also, in the road also, they swear for every sentence. The swearing is part of their sentence. No swearing. Try to speak without swearing. Without saying the abusive words, try to speak. Some people, when they, even if they say, get lost. Even if they say, get lost, it says, don't say get lost. We don't want anyone to get lost in their life. We want wish well of them. And people say, I curse that person. Let that person get a lot of suffering. The seeker, Shri Krishna says, never curse others. Never even say get lost. It's a good things. Try to speak good things. This is tapas. It's austerity. Not with excitement. It's a calm down, calm down. Do not say the abusive words. Do not say bad words about others. Anudvega karam vakyam. Talk about the truth. The truth, talk the truth if it brings in good to others. If the speaking the truth, if it brings destruction for others, do not say that one. At that time, saying the untruth is called as truth. If a child is asking for lollies, if the mother says there's no lolly, that though lolly is there at home, though she told the lie, say scripture says it's a truth, because it will bring in good to the child. Say the truth, your talk such a way that it will bring in good for others. Satyam, priyam, and hitam chayata. It's good to hear, and it will bring in good for others. Satyam, priyam, hitam chayata. Your talking should have a basis in the scriptures. It is not your figment of imagination. Satyam swadhyaya. Read the scriptures, read the scriptures. Your speech should have a ground, reference in the scriptures. Swadhyaya abhyasanam chaiva vangmayam. This is the tapas in our talking level. Practice, practice. When you start practicing, what you'll get? Patanjali says, those who practice this way, then whatever they speak, it will come true. Whatever that will start having the power. When you start practicing this speech austerity, whatever you tell, if you bless somebody, it will come true. That truth, that will have a weight. And next one, tapas in the mental level. We'll touch upon the mental level next week. And to give a small hint for the mental level, if the current, in the river current is fast, if I want to swim across the river, I want to go there, river current is heavy, instead of when I start swimming, instead of reaching there, I get drifted and I will reach there. And if the mind current is very heavy, I want to go in my life, I want to go there, but I end up somewhere else. When I start calming down, calm the mind, my direction is this one, river is calm, and I can swim across, I can reach the destination. And practice the austerity in the mental level so that you will reach your destination. That is that. I will talk about that one next week. Lie down on your back.